Photoshop Wednesday number 11. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Reserve your place on the net with your own .com or other domain name. And now at GoDaddy, each domain name includes economy email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personal email account, plus get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's T-E-C-H and the number 3, as your source code. Now that we've picked our brush and set our options, now it's time to work with color. Now I have to say, picking a color in Photoshop can be a little bit difficult, only because there are so many different places to choose color. Now down near the bottom of the tool palette is the color picker. Now there's actually two components here. There's a foreground and a background color chip. Now first of all, there's a couple of key commands that we can use. First of all, if you hit the letter D as in dog, you'll set these chips to their default. Now if you hit the X key, it will exchange them. So click on the foreground color chip to open up the color picker. Now you'll have to click at least twice in this window to select a new color, once inside of the large color square and once inside of the color slider. Now currently my color slider is set to H, as in hue, degree of hue, and you can see a rainbow band. If I click on the S, that slider bar now has turned into the saturation of color. You'll notice that the large square area now is indicating hue and brightness. If I go down to brightness, now my slider contains my brightness, and my hue and saturation are being displayed in the large square. Now my large color square is also going to change as I go to R, G, and B, which is red, green, and blue. There's also lab color, and there's also CMYK, which is process color, and those are entered in as percentages. If you're a web designer, you can also put in your hex color, or you can limit this color picker to only web colors by clicking the checkbox in the bottom left-hand corner. I can also switch from the color picker window by clicking on the custom button, which will take me to my custom color dialog box. Here I can pick color matching systems based on different types of books and specialized inks. Now if I click on the picker, I can go back to my main color picker window. So to pick a color, I'm going to move up my slider, and then I'm going to click in my main color square. Now you can see the indicator showing me what color I've chose. If I select OK, this will be the new color in my foreground color chip. Now you might want to notice the warnings that may pop up as you're selecting color. One of two things can happen. First of all, you can be picking a color that is unprintable. This will be the little attention symbol that you'll get next to the selected color. It'll look this color on the display, but it won't match this color when it comes out of a printer. Below that is a small cube which shows you that this color is outside of the range of Web Safe. So if you click on either one of those attention components, it'll shift this color to a usable color in this range. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or addition, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.